Aleichem to meet his friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avraham Hatzman Ben Marcel, Ruchaim Yitzchak Ben Freda Fegalea, Ertzion Ben Sarah, Rabbi Svi Yisrael Ben Itafega, Svi Chaim Ben Elena Shendel, Rusoch Shar Chole Yisrael. The Mishnah tells us in Nagaim in the fourth Perek that if first comes the white flesh and then the Seir Lavan and then the white hairs, Tame. Person's Tame with Saras. But if first comes the Seir Lavan, the hair, and then comes the Beharis, then comes the white skin, the person is Tahor. Let's say you're not sure. So now the Mishnah says is a Machlokes. According to the Tanakhama, Tame. And Rabbi Yeshua argues and says, no. Person's tahor. So that's the Mishnah in Maseches Negaim. So now we have a very fascinating Gemara in Maseches Vav Metzia, Daf Pei Vav Amar Aleph. There the Gemara says that they had a machlokas in the Masifta Derakia in the Heavenly Academy. This is also recorded in the Masifta Gemara. So it's Masifta, Masifta, from one Masifta to another. They had a machlokas in the Heavenly Academy. What's the din if you have a suffix? Which came first, the spot, the white spot of the skin, or the hair? So we have a machlokas here in the Mishnah, and they had a machlokas in Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Tahor. All right, that's a good posek. And everybody else in the Masifta Derakia said, Tameh. So they said, who's going to arbitrate this dispute? Rabbi Bar Nachmani, because he once said, I'm Yachid ben Negayim, I'm Yachid Balos, I'm preeminent in the halachas of leprosy, I'm preeminent in the halachas of ritual impurity, imparted by tents, Olos. They sent a messenger from heaven after him to take his soul up to the heavenly academy. But the angel of death was unable to approach Rabbi Bar Nachmani because he didn't stop learning. Torah's Chaim. So he was holding on to the Chaim, it's Chaim in the Machazikimba. In the meantime, a wind blew and howled between the branches. Adahachi noshav zika v'uyash beini kani. Savra gunda de parashu. So Rabbi Bar Nachmani thought that the noise was due to an infantry battalion, a gunda, that was about to capture him. He said, let that man, i.e. me, die and not be given over to the hands of the government. So the angel of death was able to take his soul, the Malach HaMavis. As he was dying, he said in response to the dispute in heaven, it is pure, it is pure. He paskin tar. Who talk did he paskin? Like the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's a good psak. So it comes out of Baskol. Amra Shrecha Rabbi Bar Nachmani, Shegufcha Tor, your body is Tor, V'yatsa Nishmascha B'Tor, and you died while saying the word Tor. Okay, Gevaldik, beautiful Gemara. His soul went out with Tor, his body was Tor. Tor and Gansen, as they say in French. Rambam in Perek Beis Mitumas Siras Halacha Tes Paskins Sofek Seir Lavan Kodam Sofek Beharis Kodma. Let's say you're not sure which came first. Harei Zeh, hold your breath. Tamei. Oh my gosh. The Rambam, a lot of times the Rambam Paskins against the Sugya. That's already a scandal. That's the Acharonim work hard to be Miyashev. Du mezeit, here we see that the Rambam's paskining against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's already going a little too far, we would say, because he's paskining Harei Zeh Tomei. Harei Zeh Tomei. Safek Seir Lavan Kodam. Safek Abaharis Kodam. Harei Zeh Tomei. Kadosh Baruch Hu says Tar. V'yirai Elisha Tumaso B'Safek. Safek Tumah. Tomu Rabin B'Shita Sarambam. Sheposak. The Rambam Paskins like the Tanakama. That Safek is Tomei. Against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And against Rabbi Bar Nachmani. You'll say Rabbi Bar Nachmani. The Kesef Mishnah writes that he was mistamech. The Rambam relied on the Mishnah at the beginning of the fifth parak. Kol safek negoyim Torah chutz mizeh ve'od acher. So all safek negoyim are tahar, says the Mishnah, except for this. Except for what? Except for this our case, where it's tamei. So stam Mishnah Ketanakama, the Sveko Tomei. So that's why he went with the Tanakama. Stam Mishnah is Ketanakama. It's against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'od kasev ha-kesef Mishnah, that the Hachra of Rabbi Bar Nachmani has no tokef. What about the Psak of Rabbi Bar Nachmani? Or Nachmani? He says that it doesn't have power. Why not? Because Yatsa Nishmasoi Be'echod, and it's included in Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. It's included in the rule that the Torah isn't in the heavens. So sorry, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, you're not in the heavens. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Pesach is also from the heavens. The Masifta Derukia is also in the heavens. All that we don't paskin like. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't have to pay heed to any of that. The Torah is down here in the Aretz. We paskin. In the Chedushei Chasim Sofer, Nida Yotes Amar Aleph, and also in his Tshuvis, in Arachayim and Simon Reish Ches, he writes that this is a Dochak Gadol. This is a very difficult, forced interpretation to say this. Kevin Sheyatzin Eshmasoi Be'echad, it's included in Lo B'Shamayim Hi. And Pitom, he's still here. Tosis in Menachas, Daf Kuftes Amad Beis, Rabbeinu Kolonimus, Aviv Shorbeid, Mishulam, Higia Kaloshin Sheni, Bishas Ptirasa, Vasofer Toa, Bein Ala La Oila, Vishloisha Dvar, Migia, Kimipi, Nevua, Bishas Ptirasa, Zois Vodacheres. Look there in Tosis. But the bottom line is that what Tosis is saying is that what the person said, Bishas Ptirasa, has special tokef, has special authority. Not that it lacks authority like the Kesef Mishnah wanted to say. Lo shalalu et hadvarim mishum shetorah lo b'shamayim. Miyad rabba. Also in the Gemara it says he said it twice. Tara, Tara, V'yatzin Eshmasu B'Tara. So the first time he wasn't yet on his way out. Only the second time, Yatzin Eshmasu, as he said, the second one. So that you can disregard. But the first one, you can't disregard. So you should paskin like him. Chasim Sofer in his Tshuva writes that since we only know about this Hachra of Rabbi Bar Nachmani Miruach HaKodesh or Mipi Eliyahu HaNavi, therefore it's included in the Torah Lo B'Shamayim Hi. So how else are we going to know Rabbi Bar Nachmani paskin? So it must be that it's we knew it from Ruach HaKodesh and Mimela it's Lo B'Shamayim Hi. Okay, this is a sugya that obviously we have to revisit to understand this Kesef Mishnah. Paskining like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Apele Otzim. But Gufa Machlokes im Sveko Torah Tomei in Ksubis Ayin Helmut Beis, we see the Rabbi Yeshua is Metayer Mishum Cheskes Haguf. Shemuchzak hu ki isha lo nolad bo nega. The Gemara there brings down this Mishnah and says, Rabbi Yeshua says, Keya, what is Keya? Amar Rabba, Keya, it's as if the nega became darker from the mare, and it's tahar, because you're mamid the person on his chazakah. And from here he proved that when there's no cheskas mamon, that's misnaged l'cheskas haguf. You can follow a cheskas haguf. The Rabbi Yeshua's issue is, like we see in the Gemara over there, when you have a cheskas mamon against the cheskas haguf. But if you only have a cheskas haguf, you're totally cool. You can follow a cheskas haguf. So here, you're mitire the person because he's a muchzuk as a person who doesn't have a nega. And that's why he's tar, because he's muchzik that he doesn't have a nega. Nachronim were bothered. If we would be coming mikoya cheskes tara nicha, that if Sarah lovan kadam labaheres, he's tar. And if so, the cheskes tara is koiveya, the cheskes tara tells us that the Sarah lovan proceeded, and not the baheres, not the white patch of skin. So that's all if we're coming mikoya cheskas tara. But if we're coming mikoya cheskas haguf, not a presumption of purity, but a presumption that the body is in a certain biological state, l'chaora, it would appear that this chazakah of cheskas haguf is opposed to the seir lavan, just like it's opposed to the baheres. In other words, what do you want to say? You want to say that the seir lavan came first, that the white hairs preceded, because there's a cheskas haguf, there's no baheres. Yeah, but there's also a cheskas haguf, there's no seir lavan, friends. They're both shinui begufa adam. So mehechet tesi, where do you get that you should be koveya, that you should establish al pi chazaka that the seyar lavan is koidem la baheres? You can just as easily say the baheres is koidem seyar lavan. You're going to say to me, the body is in a state of purity. You look at a body, you look at a baby's body. Oh, so sweet, that pure, gentle, soft skin. There's no white patches, there's no seyars, there's nothing. So now later on, he's 26 years old, and all of a sudden, you see, you don't know which came first. You see, he has both. He has Seir Lavan and he has a Baheres. You don't know which came first. So just like the Cheskas Haguf tells us, assume, push off the white hair, or the Baheres for as long as possible, that he shouldn't have a Baheres, and therefore it came after the Seir Lavan. Yeah, but also push off the Seir Lavan. It's also not supposed to have a Seir Lavan. He has a Cheskas not having a Seir Lavan. So why are you kaveh? No. First came the Seir Lavan, and the Cheskas Haguf tells us there was no Baheres. Mechitesi. V'yadua mishum hagon Reb Chaim mibrisk v'kach kosav b'shmo b'sefer na'oz deshe lahagon Reb Yaakov Sender Shapira, whose brother was the Kovner Rav, the Dvar Avram, Rav Avram Duber Kahana Shapira. So Reb Chaim said that the Din Chazaka is only when you have a Suffik. And if you have a Shinui Haguf, where there's no Nafka Mina Lahalacha, Ein Bo Lo Din Suffik, V'lo Din Chazaka. You can't start talking about chazakas unless you have some sort of halachic issue. But if there's nothing halachic involved, then don't say anything. So the only time you're going to say a suffek is when there's a nafka mina lahalacha. As Rav Asher Weiss added, that it's mistaber kedvarav, that the body of a person is always changing in different ways. Can't say a person has a chazak, his body isn't changing. Pashut, look at me today, look at me last week, look at me last month, my body is making changes. Little by little, our cells are constantly dying and new cells are coming to life. So vada, our body is changing. So what's this chazaka? The chazaka is when there's a halachic nafkamina. So now I get it. We're going to assume that there's a cheskes haguf, that no halachic changes were made in this guf, which compels me to say that what came first? The hairs and then the white patch. Because if the white patch came first and then the hair, and then the sayar, so then what's going to be? Then the person's going to be tameh. And that's going to change his halachic status. And he's a cheskes haguf. That his halachic status shouldn't change. So that would mean that we established that first came the sayar lavan and then came the beheres. And in this way, we don't change the halachic status of his body. Chayotze b'dvarim kosav b'chavz das yoredeya b'simen nun sif kotn aleph, and he proves this from the sugyan ksubis legabei sufik b'ula sufik mukas eitz. You don't know why this woman lost her virginity. Was it via an act of relations, or was it because she received a wound in that place and she was not physically intimate with another man? She obviously has great halachic significance why she lost her basulin. So what do we say? We say that we're mamid her on her cheskes haguf, that she wasn't neveles. I'm mukas eitz. There's also a shinui haguf. What do you mean? Either way, there was a shinui haguf. There's no demesina ba'ula and a mukas eitz mitzad the guf. As far as the guf is concerned, it's the same guf. It's a goof that lacks a basulin. So what are you telling me that mitzad cheskes haguf we say lo nivala, but rather she's a mukas eitz? The body changed. You see the body changed. So how can you establish it's one not the other? And the answer is, since there's no din that's generated by the mukas eitz, there's no din chazaka to tell me, oh, she's not a mukaseitz. What din chazaka is, there's no dinim here. Only when it comes to, you have to be in the field of halacha, only when it comes to being a ba'ula, there you can talk about being a mukaseitz. There you can talk about a cheskes haguf. She's takas a cheskes haguf, she's not a ba'ula. There's a halachic nafkamina. So we say, we assume she was a mukaseitz. She got hit by the wood and she was wounded. And not that she's a bula, because only by a bula you have a lach nafkamin, and there you have a cheskes haguf that it didn't change. Ve'ayein od b'yeshuas yankif b'yoyeredeya b'simen kuf yod aleph sif katan beis. He also writes the svara, and he's doicha mikoch the svara what the tvuah shua writes in simen choftes. In other words, you have an animal and it's schlepping its leg along, and you don't know if it's because it's a treifa and it's shidra was crushed, was broken, or for another reason. So he says, you can't say it's a cheskes haguf that the shidra wasn't broken, because even if it's mitam acher, even if it's for a different reason, says the Tefuah Shor, it's also nistar mikoach cheskas haguf. So what's the reason why you say that you can't say, all right, the animal is a cheskas haguf, so the shidra wasn't broken. We're going to say it's for another reason. Yeah, but if it's for another reason, there was also a steer of the cheskas haguf. So either way, you have to say something changed. So why would you say one thing changed and not another thing changed? And the answer is, says the Yeshua Yankiv, that if there's another reason why it's dragging, a non-halachic reason, then that's not halachically relevant. When is it relevant? It's only relevant if it's the spine, if it's the shidra. So what we're going to say is, we're going to give a cheskas haguf for the what is halachic nafkamina, and that's for the shidra. So therefore say it's not because it's the animal's a treifa. It's for a different reason. Another type of injury that doesn't make the animal a treifa. But you see the same yisod that we only can talk about cheskas haguf, so there's a nafkamina halacha lamaisa. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Shiurim, Reish Samach Beis, writes a little bit different style, same idea, same basic idea, that a cheskas haguf establishes that the guf doesn't have a nega. And from the fact that the Torah was metar Sarah love and shekadam la beheres, and must be that it's not a nega, ayin sham, what Rabbi Chanan writes. The same idea that the cheskas haguf is koveya, something halachic, that the guf doesn't have a nega, and memela the Torah was metayer seyar lovin shekadam labeheres, it must be that it's not a nega. And the person remains tar. Rav Asher Weiss discusses a woman who did a hefsik tara a little bit before shkia, and then afterwards she noticed that her klak was broken and was going too slowly. So it could be that she did her hefsik tara after shkia. So do you say mikoya chazoka da hashta, mikoya chazoka, that now it was miskalkel? In other words, give the clock a chazaka that until now was a good clock. And therefore say that when she checked, it really was before shkia. Or no. Some pashas, you'd say, yeah, why not? We have a chazaka. Until now the clock was good. Let the clock keep being good. No. But according to the Gaonim that we mentioned, Reb Chaim, Reb Yaakov Sender Shapira, Shuas Yankiv, Chavis Das, it's only when there's a halachic nafkamina we are going to say chazaka. But when you're talking about a klak, you can't say about a klak that a klak has a chazaka, that it's a good working klak. The body, you could say the body has a chazaka, that the body is tahor, that the body has a halachic status of tyra. But a klak, there's no halachic nafkaminas about a klak. It's just a piece of machinery. So therefore, we're not going to be judging chazakas on klaks. And maybe you have to be choshesh taka that the klak already broke earlier and she checked after shkia. As yesh ladum badvarim, and this is obviously a fascinating sugya. I mean, it's just a treat to the mind, and the Mirtz Hashem, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, I hope very much God gives us life and the financial means and the Simchas Chaim and and the health and everything that we need in order to continue and revisit this sugya and many, many others. Lahagdil Torah uleha'adira. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most, most beloved friends.